Hachette Audio presents The Night Gardener, written by George Pelicanos and read by the author.
The crime scene was in the low 30s around E, on the edge of Fort DuPont Park, in a neighborhood known as Greenway, in the 6th District section of Southeast D.C. A girl of 14 lay in the grass on the side of a community vegetable garden that was blind to the residents whose yards backed up to the nearby woods. There were brightly colored beads in her braided hair. She appeared to have died from a single gunshot wound to the head. A middle-aged homicide police was down on one knee, staring at her as if waiting for her to awaken. His name was T.C. Cook. He was a sergeant with 24 years on the force, and he was thinking. His thoughts were not optimistic. There was no visible blood on or around the girl, with the exception of the entrance and exit wounds, now congealed. No blood on her shirt, jeans, or sneakers. Cook surmised that she had been undressed and redressed after her murder, and her body had been moved and dumped here. An ID on the body would confirm it, but he suspected that this one was like the others. She was one of them. The mobile crime lab had arrived. The techs were going through the motions, but there was a general air of defeat in their movements. The transportation of a body away from the murder site meant that there would be few forensic clues. Also, it had rained. On the edge of the crime scene were a meat wagon and several patrol cars and uniformed officers. There were a couple dozen spectators as well. Yellow tape had been strung, and the uniforms were charged with keeping the spectators and the media away from the homicide cops and lab techs. Superintendent.